Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
On the field, and in particular, obviously going +4 in the turnover margin was a very big deal. And then just how hard that football team played yesterday on all phases from minute one to minute 60, guys are flying around. So we're in here now watching the tape with the guys to make those necessary corrections. And then we'll move on very quickly to New England, big road game for us. So we'll have to have a great week of practice. But with that, I'll take any questions.
All right, first question, we'll go to Mary Kay.
Kevin, Joel was telling us after the game about your sort of fiery, intense speech that you gave on Monday to sort of set the tone and get the offense rolling a little bit. Was this something that you don't normally do? Was this different than your usual team meeting to set up a week?
Joel's not supposed to tell you that, Mary Kay. There's times when you message to your football team, or I should say this, I message the football team every single day, and there's sometimes you use different tools to get their attention.
And have you ever been that intense? The way he described it is that you gave it to them pretty good.
The Philly comes out every once in a while, yes.
Thanks.
All right, next we'll go to Scott.
Hey, Kevin, did that feel like one of the better games that Grant has played? And just how does his versatility help you?
He was awesome. I mean, there's a lot of superlatives on the defense, Scott. But, man, Grant was flying around that whole safety position. But, again, I could go up and down the roster. But, yeah, Grant playing at a really high level, a leader for us, just great on and off the field. But, man, he's playing physical.
And why did you give a game ball to Jim? And don't you have a dress code for accepting?
We do have a dress code now. That was the entire defense got a game ball. But I just wanted to point out Jim. I thought it was a really, really smart plan and is obviously very well executed.
Thanks.
All right. Next we'll go to Jeff.
Hey, Kevin. I know you say you never look back. But how much easier is it to prepare for a game when you're coming off one like that? Excuse me.
Yeah, I think it's just so important in this game of football that you have that same mentality every single week. And that's something we talk about with our football team. You know, you don't take last week with you, win, lose, or draw. So, obviously you celebrate those wins, but 24-hour rule is going to kick in here pretty soon, and you got to move on.
And then to follow, what made the running game work as well as it did yesterday?
Yeah, I think there's still things we can definitely be better in the run game that we're going to make sure we clean up. But I think as you saw, when it's blocked well, we have runners, plural, and obviously Quinshon yesterday, but we got guys that can run away from defenders, can break tackles, those type of things. So really pleased to see those guys, be on point with everything in the run game.
Thank you.
All right, next we go to Tony.
That was fast. Kevin, do you believe when it comes to the running game that rushing attempts are sometimes more important than average yards per rush? Just having the attempts serves a purpose?
Well, there's the old adage of rush attempts, you know, plus completions. I think the bigger challenge, Tony, to get those rush attempts is oftentimes when you have a lead, when you can get that lead and play to that lead. I think those rush attempts certainly factor in.
Okay, thank you.
All right, next we go to Spencer.
Hey, Kevin, you talked yesterday about the sort of installing the Wildcat on Thursday night. And so when you guys, when you're sort of game planning for the weather, the way that it was going to be a factor this week, how much do you have to sort of scrap what you normally want to do conceptually on offense to account for those conditions, sort of the same way that you, you know, utilize the Wildcat and sort of put that in there?
Yeah, I think that's just part of, you know, dealing with the elements of football. You know, sometimes you get to Friday and there's a late scratch of a player and you got to get somebody ready to play. You know, there's always constant adjustments that have to be made both during the weekend, during the game. And then with the weather, you have to get down there and see what it's like. The second half was much different than the first half. The first half was difficult conditions, as you saw, for both sides. And the specialists, the you know, long snapper to the holder to the kicker, that's not easy in those conditions. So I thought the guys really handled those well. And then obviously it became a different weather in the second half.
And I was just going to ask if there was an update on Aiden and then what the outlook sort of is for David Njoku this week.
Yeah, Aiden is in the concussion protocol, and then Dave is really day-to-day.
Thanks.
All right, next go to Ashley.
Hey, Kevin, what was it about Rayshon Jenkins that you guys saw in this matchup that you thought he could be so effective in?
Yeah, just different things that when you go into games, thinking about matchups and how you want to deploy your players based on what they have done going into a game. So there's certain personnel groupings that you want to match with your own personnel grouping. So that's something I think that Jim and the defensive staff are constantly thinking about. And then Rayshon's always ready. He's you know, played meaningful snaps for us in all these ball games, plays meaningful snaps on special teams. So I thought he played a really good football game yesterday.
And then Tyson just chasing down Achane to save that touchdown yesterday. I guess, like, how aware were you of his speed? Obviously, he talked about being a former high school track star and everything, but just to see, like, the want to from a guy like that who just got in the building last week, how impressed were you?
Yeah, that was legit speed on both sides. I haven't seen the miles per hour yet, but those guys, Tyson, thank God he's that fast because he was flying. But I really, you know, talk about Tyson's speed, but man, he plays physical too. Just love how, and he's a bigger corner. Love how he throws his weight around, how he tackles. Yeah, I thought he was flying all over the field yesterday.
All right, next we go to Brendan.
Hey, Kevin, can you elaborate a little bit on how challenging it is to keep the cohesion and chemistry with an offensive line where you guys have dealt with the injuries you had and you've had seven different starting offensive line iterations in seven games?
Yeah, that's just part of our job as coaches to get guys ready to play. And then obviously what you do and how you install, how you meet, how you structure a game plan to maximize the ability to learn, knowing that there's could be some guys in some different spots.
And then how did you guys grade out Harold Fannin's performance yesterday?
Yeah, Harold was very good. You know, asked him to do a couple different things than he has done, but I thought he competed like crazy. That's the one thing I would always point out with Harold is just how hard this kid plays. He competes in the run game. When the ball's in his hand, he's hard to bring down. When the ball's not in his hand, he's running down to help his teammates find a block. So he's playing really hard for us.
Next, I'll go back to
Mary Kay. Kevin, just wondering, how tough will it be for you guys to go into New England and face a Mike Vrabel-coached team? Obviously, he knows you guys very well, and I know the respect that you have for him. So what might this be like?
Yeah, it's going to be a great challenge. Coach Vrabes is you know, somebody that I admire in this profession, how he goes about his business. You know, he was very impactful for us while he was here, while we borrowed him for a bit. But they're playing really good football, and they're talented on all three sides of the ball. They're well coached, so it's going to be a great challenge for our football team.
Thank you.
All right, we'll go to Scott.
Kevin, there's that one play where he kind of picked up Achan and bumped him to the ground. It was really cool. I know you've talked about it, but what kind of a physical presence has Carson brought?
Yeah, that's right away, Scott. That's his, the ability to run and hit at that position is paramount, and he does both really well. I'd also just point out his ability to get us in and out of our defense. And I think there's a, you know, we talk about the nerve center of our defense being our linebackers and our safeties. And when you have that green dot and you're making the calls and you're orchestrating, to be able to do that as a young player is very, very, very rare. So in addition to his physicality and his play speed and how he's doing that, I think just the ability to be the leader of the defense at such a young age or at such an early point in his career is very impressive.
And with Mike Hall, with the bye coming up after this game, will that be a factor in whether or not he plays Sunday?
Yeah, he's getting better every single day, so we'll see how it goes throughout this week, but really focused on this week more so than anything in the future.
Thanks.
All right, next we will go to Pam.
Hey, Kevin, you've talked about a lot of them, Quinshon, Harold, Carson. With your rookie class, they've started off so strong. What is that more of a testament to the talent, and what kind of a testament is that to your coaching staff as they got them developed and ready to make an impact so early?
Yeah, I think, you know, we've talked about these guys, Cam, where they are young, but they have the right attitude, these guys. So, you know, credit certainly goes to the players and the assistant coaches have done an outstanding job of getting these guys ready to roll. But all these guys have the right attitude, which is such a big part of it.
All right, next we go to Tony.
I got two questions. The first one is, Kevin, obviously the passing game isn't where you want it to be ultimately. So how do you go about growing a passing game with a rookie quarterback while still game planning a specific opponent and trying to win games?
Yeah, I think bottom line, Tony, is you go into every game with a plan to try to attack the defense and wherever you feel like they may be vulnerable. But we certainly want to grow in all aspects of our offensive attack, run game and pass game. And, you know, I think with a young quarterback, obviously practice is very important. So how we work here is real important. Wednesday through Friday, getting those reps, I think you can make strides certainly in all the work you're putting in.
And the other question about Vrabel last year, obviously he was a very accomplished coach. And from the onset, you were very comfortable with having him in the building. Why were you so comfortable and not threatened at all that Vrabel could somehow end up with a permanent job here?
Yeah, you know, Vrabes is a good friend, wanted him around the building. As much as we could get him last year, like I told you guys when we brought him in, there's only so many times you can go skiing. So he was excited to get back to work. But yeah, I think it's just the friendship there, Tony, and somebody I trust.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, we'll do two more. First one, Mary Kay.
Yeah, I was going to ask about the passing game as well, but I'll try to kind of follow up on it here. What have you sort of learned about Dylan over the past couple of games, the past three games, including yesterday when you couldn't really necessarily evaluate the passing game thoroughly in that kind of weather? But maybe what did you learn about him yesterday and in the previous two games that you guys think that you can build on moving forward?
Yeah, I think with all of our young players, Mary Kay, we're learning about them every day. They're in the building. Obviously, these games are important for them and putting them in different situations. So obviously, Dylan's only three games into his career and it's had some unique challenges. But to be able to play clean and take care of the football for this football team and obviously get his first win as a starting quarterback yesterday, I thought was, you know, Very good. Good for him. Obviously, that's something that you always remember.
And has the mobility been about what you expected it to be, just in terms of, you know, his speed at this level of football? I mean, is that going the way you expected it to, and or are you finding it's maybe even better than you perhaps thought it might be?
Yeah, I think he's done a nice job moving in the pocket. I thought the play to Jamari was really high level yesterday to break contain to the left and have Jamari coming across the field. I think a 23-yard gain on third down. So those are the type of things that when you're talking about scramble drill, it really does. It's important for everybody to be on the same page. I thought it was good rep by both Dylan and Jamari yesterday.
Thanks.
All right, and last one from Scott.
I'm good, Kevin. Thanks.
Oh, great. Thanks, Scott.
Thanks, Coach.
Okay, see you guys.
Bye, Kev.
See you, Jeff.
Don't you think? I've got a thought that I must share with you, and I'll do that next on Baskin and Phelps, based on what Kevin just had to say.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
So my thought is this. I've made no secret. I think Kevin's a pretty good coach. Pretty good coaches get canned all the time. That's in the true NFL.
Yep.
So, you know, if Kevin doesn't win more than a couple of more games the rest of the way, there's a significant chance that the Browns make a move. That's just the way it works in the NFL. Okay. I think the guy's a pretty good coach. I think he'll end up coaching later if he doesn't coach here, you know, for a long period of time. And I think he'll have a nice career. Does it mean he's the second coming of Andy Reid? No. But I think the guy's a pretty good coach. What I do really think...
Tell us what you really think.
Is that he has to go to great lengths to not let his real personality come out. Because...
Well, I think there's a difference, you know?
I think he comes off to me... is a really regular guy, a fun guy,
mm-hmm.
who knows as a coach, he kind of has to be guarded. For instance, when he was asked about Mike Vrabel and, you know, having him in on the staff and around the team and everything else, and how he all that situation. And he said a couple of things, and he said, there are only so many times you can go skiing.
He dropped some funny stuff.
It just cracked me up. I just thought.
I mean, he had the Tommy Boy reference a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, it's that kind of stuff that I think, man.
It's just dry. It's
this
super dry.
Guy, if this guy didn't have to do this, his press conferences would be a blast.
This but, at the end?
I'm good, Kevin. Thanks.
Oh, great. Thanks, Scott.
There you go. That's true.
Like, you can clearly tell that he's like, great, I get to go home.
I'm out of here.
Outstanding.
Yeah, but I will say this.
What's the special in the cafeteria?
Rest of you people need to take notes.
Dan, I brought this up on Friday, and I think you agreed with me on this, that Kevin has not, last week he did not sound the same as he normally does. Like, he didn't sound like comfortable Kevin. Even if he was giving you an answer that you just knew was hot air, you knew what it was. Last week, he was not comfortable, Kevin. And by the way, maybe that alludes back to the fact that, you know, he was intense with the players last week, and he was going to be a little more intense with the media last week. Today, he sounded like regular Kevin. He sounded like Kev.
Like Kev.
Like Kev.
Like Kev.
At least you didn't say Kevbo.
No, but he sounded like he was himself today. Like he didn't. He didn't feel like okay. I'm good for four more days. Is what he sounded like.
Last week was an interesting week. I think all the way around.
Oh, and then it just, you know, when Joe wins with the Bengals on Thursday night, it just. Friday was. I had a headache when I walked out of here on Friday, Jeff. I mean, people complaining about grumpy.
The type of day without stuff. Me. I get it.
Yeah, actually, probably was.
He was like omega grumpy. I don't know if you're going to get farther into grump than that.
Does it feel like a victory Monday because it was Miami, by the way?
I mean, I think it's a victory Monday due to the fact that you scored more points than your opponent.
Thank you very much.
Or the fact that they got over 20.
And you were 1-5.
I kind of don't give a crap who it's against. You scored more than the other team, haven't been doing that very often.
I got to tell you, those calls we got in the first hour today, they go, it's Miami.
Yeah, but how did we start the show?
Well, those people want
you the first words out of my mouth were, it's just okay, Miami. We know it was the 1-5 Miami Dolphins.
I get
However.
It. Yes.
And with that in mind, you now get the 5-2 New England Patriots.
Okay.
Who appear to have one of the really good young quarterbacks in the NFL in Drake May. And appear to have enough skill position talent around him that their offense is just fine. They go into Sunday's game with a 4-game winning streak.
Oh, it's time to lose it.
And Andy, they've put up some points. 42 against the Panthers, which, okay, it's only the Panthers. But they beat the Bills 23-20. They beat the Saints. Great, it was only the Saints. And they beat the Titans. Okay, it was only the Titans. You don't need to remember them anymore. 31-13. So though they have a 4-game winning streak, you could make the argument that only one of those came against a good team, Buffalo. And the other three are teams that you should smush. Carolina, New Orleans, and Tennessee.
Say that word again?
Smush.
Smush?
Smush.
Okay, I didn't realize that.
So a 4-game winning streak, but only one team that you think, yeah, that was a really good win. The others were like, okay, you should win those games. That's why this game coming up on Sunday is critical for the Browns. Let's go back to what you said earlier about the division and the numbers and you know who Pittsburgh plays and who Cincinnati plays and what's going on there. Mm-hmm. If the Browns can go to New England and pick up a third win and move to 3-5, then things get a little interesting. Right now, things are a little, hey, it was Miami, you beat him, great, that's your second win of the year.
Yeah, we're kind of, you know where we are? If there was a party going on inside the house, we're on the outside wondering if we can get in. Are we going to get past the doorman?
And you
that's gotta, where it is. Yeah. This week is the doorman. If we can get in here, we might be allowed to walk into the party.
Very Seinfeldy reference of you.
That's because it was the three of us that walked in.
What's the episode? Soup Nazi. What's the next episode? Bubble Boy. What's the next episode? Doorman.
Is that true?
Well, there is a good doorman episode.
It is for you. There was a doorman episode.
Yeah,
doorman
but that, episode. I'm not talking about New York Park Avenue. I'm talking about trying to get into the club. I'm trying to get in. You know, you got the velvet ropes up. And
that's
you
the doorman. That's the...
Yeah, but that's like about
it's like the bouncer. Except
yeah, the bouncer.
He's not
okay, I was trying to make sure we're on the same page. I thought
he's
you were
not a bouncer.
About.
He's you know because he's manning the door. He doesn't need to beat you up.
We're not bringing anybody pretty with us. So our odds of getting in are not good for the three of us. But if one of you guys have a friend that's like
hot,
beautiful, then we might get in the door.
I don't know. I've always been told the paper bag was an improvement.
Don't sell yourself short.
It's a tremendous improvement.
Though you've won four straight. If you're New England again,
improvement.
Three of those wins were like, okay, well, good. You beat up Tennessee and you beat up Carolina and you beat up the Saints. If the Browns can go there and put together a really good effort and somehow sneak out of there with a win, Andy, that to me is the pivotal week of the season because of numerous reasons. 2-6, 3-5, you're closing in on 500, and you'll have beaten a second team this year
that you weren't supposed to
that's a pretty good win. Let's leave it at that. A pretty good win. The Green Bay game was a good win. You should have beat Minnesota in London. That should have happened too. And you should have beat Cincinnati in week one. Should have, would have, could have, all that stuff doesn't matter because think about where you'd be right now had that been the case. You know, you'd be 4-3, but you might not, you know, maybe shouldn't have beaten Green Bay. But I honestly think the New England game could be absolutely the turning point of the season, one way or the other.
Totally agree.
One way or the other.
We are 1,000% on the same page. Because rather than having to run all the way up a mountain, you'd be a quarter of the way up the mountain. Especially if Green Bay beats Pittsburgh.
It gets real interesting if you can beat the New England Patriots. If you can't, then you're just struggling along and, you know, 2-6 and see what might happen down the road.
You're reverting back to Friday is what happens. You're going back to Friday, Thursday, Friday last week. That's where you're going to go. If they have the opportunity to win this game, this is it has the potential to be a season changer. How's that sound?
Yeah.
I think the only way you end up back to Thursday, Friday, though, is if you get railroaded. Like, if you just get, like, completely blown off the field. I think that's the only way. If it's close and you lose, yeah, I feel a lot of people be like, oh, darn, okay.
If you go compete, it's a good game.
Right. I think it's one of those where, again, you know, there's no such thing as a moral victory. But I think it's one of those where you feel a little bit better.
They have some guys that can hurt a defense a little bit, but I don't think anybody that makes you the other than the quarterback, where you think this guy's dynamite. Travion Henderson's coming on a little bit. Rhamondre Stevenson has been a guy who's had football issues, you know, throughout his young career already, but Drake May looks like the real deal, and getting Stephon Diggs in there has helped them a little bit. So it'll be a challenge for the Browns, but I truly do think pivotal one way or the other for how this season could play out.
I'll buy it. I was just kind of looking through Nick Shook's quarterback rankings going into last weekend. Going into this weekend, I should say. By the way, his number one quarterback in the league right now, tier one, going into this weekend's play, you want to guess?
Since you're talking about it, it must be Baker Mayfield.
That's correct. So Baker is his number one quarterback in the league right now, tier one. And then Drake May was coming into this thing ranked seventh. So that's what you'll see this weekend, although I don't see
Dylan any. Gabriel even in the top 32?
Dylan Gabriel didn't even make the story.
Yes,
yeah, he wasn't even tier three.
That's my catch. How deep does he go?
He goes tier four.
Shanahan sounds a lot like Kevin on that.
Spencer Rattler. Saints, if I need to let anybody know.
He's been playing, like, surprisingly decent.
He's been 19th. Okay. Yesterday he had the grudge match against Caleb Williams and the Bears.
You know what's weird? His bottom two guys were ranked 20th was Bo Nix, 21 was Jackson Dart.
Yeah, well, they won't be ranked there any longer.
No, I don't think so. They'll be coming up. And he was up. Dart was ranked up 9 spots, so he must go deeper. I just don't see.
Mario's in Cleveland. Hey, Mario.
Oh, tier 5, yes. Sorry, there's
worse. Thank you for having me. I'll be brief. I just want to say this. I was listening to you talking about the invited to the party. First of all, the Browns get in. We're sneaking through the back door, through a window. We're not getting invited, and we got to sneak in the door. So,
did you ever do that? I think that's half the fun. Half the fun's walking in and just kind of, oh, yeah, I belong here.
Absolutely not, Andy. Okay, and then like I said, you know, the Browns had their chance, man. You got to beat Cincinnati, and you got to beat Minnesota. This team really don't deserve to get there, to be honest. And it's not because I think the team was a bad team, because I thought the team could shock the world and make the playoffs. But Stefanski, some coaching here comes this year. I just think, you know, some of the games we should have won. But we're a young team, but I just don't think we're going to get to the playoffs. If we do, cool, but my hopes is.
I don't want the season to be Mario, over before Halloween. Let's be honest. I didn't want the Guardians and Browns to have their seasons end in the same month.
It would be a stunning comeback if the Browns made the playoffs.
It would be stunning. But, again, you're a game changer if you can win this week.
Yeah, I do think, actually.
It's a game changer.
I think they should be 3-4 right now. You know, I don't think you should have beaten Green Bay, and I think you should have beaten Minnesota, and I think you should have beaten Cincinnati.
Jeff, if you were 3-4, you're knocking on the Steelers' door.
I know, but you're not. I know.
But if you win this week, you're 3-5. The Steelers lose to Green Bay. Now all of a sudden they're 4-3. And now all of a sudden you're looking at the standings going, man, I know that the standings don't look like what I've seen on the field all year, but who knows? Also, one other word to the wise. Ohio State got their game time for Penn State noon on November 1st.
Okay. Thanks.
Remember when we were excited about that game and thought it would actually be close and kind of fun? Now it's like, okay, here comes another.
No Drew Aller, no James Franklin.
Here comes another crummy team waltzing in.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.